Why senator for Monte Rado County? I believe that that county represents the heartbeat of our country. I believe that I bring to the table a breath of fresh air, new ideas, 21st century approach, not forgetting where we've come from in our history, but also understanding that about 70% of our country's population, close to about 80% of Monte Rado County's population, are young people. And I believe that the time has come for us to have a senator from that county that shares the dreams and aspirations of that generation, and also someone who is able to bridge the gap and work along, you know, with people who are from the much older generations so that we can start to solve some of the problems that are confronting us as a county and as a nation as a whole.
You were National Advisor on Youth Affairs during the government of former President Charles Taylor. Do you see this as a blessing or a curse?
Well, I've made it very clear that, you know, I don't regret my service to my country. I see it as something that has shaped me into the man that I am today. I'm a totally different person. I'm a father today. I'm a husband. And I consider myself a patriot, someone who deeply cares for his country. And for me, if I were asked again to serve, I'll do it in a heartbeat, because I believe that service to country is the proudest gift that any citizen can give her country.
As you know, a Liberian soccer icon and the leader of the Congress for Democratic Change, George Oppong-Weah, is running for the Senate for Monte Rado County. How do you see yourself squaring off against George Weah?
Ambassador Weah is someone who I know very well. I consider him a patriot. I consider him someone who deeply loves our country like I do. But he's just someone who I have fundamental political differences with when it comes to the representation of our county. I believe that this election will not be about George Weah. This election will not be about Benjamin Sanvey. This election will not be about any other potential candidate who might want to seek that seat or the other seats that will be up. I believe that this election, and as long as I'm a player, this election will be about the issues. It will be about the bread and butter issues. It will be about that old lady or that young guy or that young lady who is somewhere in a slum or a district or a city in Monte Rado County who's trying to put food on their table or trying to get access to quality education. Those are the issues that I'm going to be talking about. Those are going to be the things that I'm going to be championing. I am going into this election with a mindset to win.
What would you do about corruption if you were elected senator of Monte Rado County?
It's a plague that is deeply hurting our country. I think what we now need to head into is the punishment side of things. And if I'm ever blessed and if I'm ever privileged to serve as senator, I think one of the things that I'm going to push for, and I'm going to rally colleagues and fellow senators if that opportunity is given to me, is to put for an anti-corruption court. I think if we have an anti-corruption court where people who are accused or are indicted for corruption can get a fast-track case or a fast-track trial implemented, I think that would deeply help in this fight. And now, mind you, this is not just a governmental problem. Corruption is a societal problem. So I'm also going to be a strong advocate about the changing of the mindset of our people. If a policeman is taking bribe, you know, from a citizen, that's corruption. If someone in the NGO sector is taking bribe, that's corruption. So it's not just a governmental issue. It's a wider issue because it's a societal ill. And that's something that we have to deal with. But from a Senate perspective, I think one key thing would be setting up an anti-corruption court, and it's something that I'm going to definitely work very hard at and partner along with the executive to be able to see how we can get that off the ground.